再讲一遍，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Try it again. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上很喜乐啊。
This morning I'm very joyful.
我想到这个神真的是很爱我们的教会。
As I think about how much the Lord loves our church.
今天早上可能弟兄姐妹也听到来上保罗行踪的，听到于弟兄讲到在以弗所他们因为神的道大大的兴旺，圣灵在他们中间有很特别的工作，所以人都把家里面那个拜偶像的、污秽的、从前与那个仇敌有任何关联的东西都拿到教会里面来把它烧掉。
If you came to this morning's Sunday school class, then you would have heard what Brother Yu shared about what happened at Church of Ephesus, where the saints brought all the things to be destroyed, anything that relates to idols to church and then burn them up.
然后我们也听说好像我们教会这礼拜二也要有这样子一个洁净焚烧的聚会。
And we also heard that this coming Tuesday night, we're also gonna have a cleansing and purification meeting.
可能弟兄姐妹心里面觉得很困惑啊，现在大家都是追求新的东西，一窝蜂都追求新的东西。我们教会怎么现在来做2000年以前教会做的事情呢？
If you heard of this, you might be perplexed and confused because nowadays people like to run after new and advanced things. How come we're going backwards to repeat what's been done 2000 years ago?
你们有没有这样想过？
Have you ever thought about that?
没有想过啊。
Have you ever thought about that?
心里很 worry 哦，我们教会是不是越活越回去了呢？
You might be worried that if our church is going backwards.
其实老没有什么不好。
Actually, the old things might not be bad.
旧的东西不见得都是不好的。
The old things might not always be bad.
新的东西我们也不见得都能够信任。
And we cannot always trust the new things.
如果我们老了，但是呢，我们却有从神那里来的智慧，老其实是一个很大的一个幸福跟一个祝福。
As we grow old, if we obtain wisdom from God, then aging is actually a blessing from God.
所以盼望我们在教会里面呢，我们这些年纪轻的人呢，也能够常常要尊重年纪大的。
So we hope that young people here would respect the elderly.
The years does matter.
Because the years don't matter.
这个年纪真的是有关系的。我举一个例子啊。
It's very significant.
我前一阵子呢，有机会我跟 Sam 今天在不在 ？Sam 在不在？Sam 跟我跟他的外婆我们有机会一起煎年糕。
A while back I was cooking Chinese
年糕。
Okay, that's the cake, the New Year cake with Sam and his grandmother.
然后在一个这个圆的这个平底锅里面呢，我们很多的年糕都已经切成块摆在旁边，然后我们要用油来煎啊。
So we try to pan fry those cakes on a flat frying pan.
你们学几何的人呢，可能想说这样子的一个圆圈要放这么多多角形不规则的这个形状。一块一块的这个年糕放到这个圆底锅，你可能要算好久，你才知道说要放几块年糕，哪一块放在什么地方可以 maximize 可以炸最多的年糕一次。
Those of you who have learned geometry before knows it takes some thoughts to maximize the number of cakes that you can put in a round a frying pan.
那就算呢，你会用几何的方法呢把它算出来了。
Say you know how to maximize the numbers.
但是当你真正煎年糕的时候，年轻人可能一个大圆底锅里面他只放两块年糕在那里煎。
But then when you actually do it, for some young people, they probably just put two pieces.
有没有讲错？
Am I right?
有可能，对不对？
Am I right?
可是呢，当我跟 Sam 的外婆在一起煎年糕的时候，你知道，他随便眼睛一看，他就知道哪一块年糕该放在哪里，然后把一个圆底平底锅呢填得满满的。
But while I was cooking with Sam's grandmother,Sam help us to fill in the pan.
这叫做年纪。
So this is the difference in age.
所以我很盼望说今天我们虽然讲的一些的东西呢可能是有一点点的年日我们想要效法的想要遵守的呢可能我们从前在年轻人中间也很少大概没有什么人听过。
So today what we're gonna share might not be heard of even among the young people very often.
这个世界每一天都在改变，我们所有教养孩子的方法，我们新出的理论，新出的书，常常都在改变。
The world is changing and the way to teach and discipline our children are changing too.
但是神的真理却是永远都不改变的。
But yet the truth of God never changes.
我上一个礼拜我生病啊，病了很严重，我很久很久没有病的这么严重，连烧发烧烧了五天。
Last week I was really sick. I haven't been this sick for a long time. I have fever for 5 days.
那我很担心呢，我就想说会不会把它传染给余弟兄跟Aaron.
I was really worried of passing on to my husband and my children.
我就在想，如果他们不被我传染的话呢，表示他们的免疫能力很强。
So I thought if they did not catch it from me, that means their immune system is pretty good.
那今天呢，我们也要看看在我们的家里跟在我们的教会里面，我们每一个人属灵的免疫能力怎么样。
Today we want to sort of estimate and track, to take a look at the immune system of our church and our family, spiritual immune system.
我们在家里面的时候，我们很怕，对不对？我们很怕，不愿意被疾病传染。
At home, we are always afraid of diseases and sickness.
那上两个礼拜前呢，余弟兄的信息讲到要让我的百姓去，容我的百姓去的时候，他特别讲到这个世界对我们的影响力。
2 weeks ago, when Brother Yu shared about the message, "Let my people go," he especially talk about the influence the world has on us.
那今天我们要想想，要做一个选择，你愿意？那像在这个世界里面跟一般的人生活是没有什么两样吗？
Today we're facing a choice. Do we want to live the same lifestyle as the world?
还是你愿意照着你所信的神今天在这里所盼望的为我们所预备的在这里过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
Or we want to choose a lifestyle that's pleasing to God according to his command.
那我们不愿意这些疾病这些属世界的或是污秽肮脏的东西来沾染我们的时候，我们要怎么样来建立我们的免疫能力？
So, on one hand, we're afraid of getting caught by the diseases and viruses, and then, but more positively, how do we build up our immune system?
我们要读几处的圣经，好不好？
Let's read some scriptures together.
那我已经把它印在这个这个上面了，所以我们就可以照着这个上面来。我们读的圣经呢可能会稍微多一点啊、哦。那我很盼望我们节省时间，我们只能够读中文。我希望读英文的弟兄姐妹呢，你就很专心的小声或者要大声都可以，你就照着这个上面的经文来读，读的时候读到我们的脑子里面，好不好？
We'll read the scriptures together, English and Chinese.
那我们读经文的时候呢，我们想想看这一段的经文到底那个几个 key verse 几个重要的字到底是什么，我们一边读一边把它找出来。
So we read the passages, let's pick up the key words.
那我选了两段的经文，那你们知道在以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，神为他们前后选择了两个领袖，是哪两个人？
Do we all know that God has chosen two leaders on the exile of Israel out of Egypt?
哪两个人？摩西跟约书亚。那我选了两段的经文呢，就是这摩西跟约书亚在他们临死的时候给以色列百姓对神儿女的最后的一段话。
So I have chosen two passages and these are the words that both Moses and Joshua left to the Israelites before their death.
我不是说我要去见主了，
I'm not saying that I'm about to see the Lord.
但是我们可以知道人之将死，他所说的话是最重要的话，对不对？
But we all know that the words of the last words of people before they depart from this world are the most important ones.
所以我们今天就把自己呢当作是在那一群人中间的，好，听摩西和约书亚在临终的时候对他们的勉励一样，用这样子的心来读这两段的经文。
So let's read these passages as if we were the peoplethere at that time listening to them.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华 你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
Verse 4，
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。好，我们接下来读下面《生命记》三十章。摩西说，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。我们停在这里看一下，摩西在讲这句话的时候呢，他说我把生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选。
Let's pause a little bit here and look at what Moses says. He says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Now you have to choose.
我们今天也在这里面对一个机会，当神把他的真实、他的命令、他的呼召摆在我们前面的时候，我们需要做一个拣选。好，我们接下来。
Today we're also given an opportunity. The Lord is placing before us a calling and we are to choose.
且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。好，接下来31章，要招聚他们男女孩子，并城里寄居的，使他们亲，使他们学习好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话，也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神。好，我们停在这里。我们看到这一段圣经呢，讲到我们做父母的，或是我们啊这些信主的，我们有一个责任，我们要对在我们中间的男女孩子，甚至是寄居的，要使他们听，使他们学习。
This passage teaches us that all the believers and parents, we have a responsibility to teach men, women, and children, even the aliens living among us, so that they can hear the words of the Lord.
那的目的呢，是为了要让他们能够敬畏耶和华我们的神。
The purpose is to teach them to fear the Lord our God.
那我们接下来看约书亚在他临终的时候对神的儿女所说的一段话。约书亚记23章。
Now we will look at the last words, by Joshua to the Israelites.
你们若稍微转去，与你们中间所剩下的这些国民联络，彼此结亲，互相往来，你们要确实知道，耶和华你们的神必不再将他们从你们眼前赶出去，他们却要成为你们的网罗、基剑、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在耶和华你们神所赐的这美地上灭亡。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的， 是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。好，我们圣经暂时读到这个地方。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我们做父母的常常都非常非常的担心我们的儿女，对不对？
As parents, we often worry about our children, don't we?
我们年轻的时候，或者我们不久之前所犯过的错误，或者我们心里生命中有的遗憾，我们都不希望发生在我们儿女的身上。
Because we don't want our children to repeat the mistakes and the regrets we have in our past.
尤其我们现在的孩子都很少。
Especially now we don't have many children.
最普通的就是一个两个。
Usually, each family has one or two.
所以我们对他们的照顾呢都是无微不至的。
So our care for them are very good.
啊，很多的时候呢，我们也为他们担了很多很多的责任。
And sometimes we bear a lot of burdens for them.
但是今天早上，当我们在这里听这个信息的时候
，This morning we're listening to the message.
我想要告诉我们在座所有的大人跟年轻人
，I want to tell all the adults and young people here.
我们各有各的责任
，We all have our own responsibilities.
你们上次啊，我在。圣经里面啊，我上次在跟中文组聚会的时候，我提到以利跟撒摩尔这两个父亲。
Last time when I share with the Chinese congregation, I mentioned to you, Eli and Samuel, these two fathers.
他们的孩子都没有行他们父亲所遵行的道。
None of their children follow their father's way.
但是以利却受到神非常非常严重的惩罚。
But yet, Eli was greatly punished by the Lord.
这个中间有什么不同呢?
And what's the difference between the two?
神派遣先知去谴责以利。
God sent a prophet to rebuke Eli.
他说，因为你尊重你的儿子胜于尊重我。
Because he said to Eli, you honor your sons more than you honor me.
而且当他的儿子在这边行这个得罪耶和华圣的事情的时候，以利没有阻止他们。
When his sons was doing evil before the Lord, Eli did not stop them.
这是神对以利的惩罚的原因。
So this is the reason why God rebuked and punished Eli.
所以作为一个父亲，以利没有尽到他做父亲的责任。
So as a father, Eli was not a good.
他得罪神是得罪在哪里呢
？So where did he sin against God?
因为他尊重他的儿子胜于尊重他的神。
Because he honored his sons more than he honored God.
但是呢，撒摩尔的儿子，他要负他自己的责任。
But Samuel's sons have to bear their own responsibility.
因为撒摩尔作为一个父亲，在圣经上并没有指责说他这个父亲得罪了神。
As a father, the Bible did not say as a father that Samuel sinned against God.
所以今天如果做父母的，我们已经把神的道教导了，而且要我们的孩子来学习，沉迷在他们的面前。
So as a parents today, if we display and show our children the ways of the Lord,
这个拣选的责任在每一个个人的身上。
Then the responsibility to choose is on the children.
所以不能够像以前有一个强盗，当他要被执行死刑的时候，他要求见他的母亲一面。
There was a story, there was a thief, a robber, before he was executed, sentenced to death, he wanted to see his mother.
然后他趁着见他母亲的时候，他要求要能够再能够吃他母亲的奶。
And then, when he saw his mother, he,
你们听过这故事?
He requested that he wanted to suck his mother's breast.
然后他一口就把他的母亲的奶头给咬下来。
And when he did that, he bit off his mother's breast.
为什么?因为他说你没有好好教导我。
Because he blamed her for not teaching him.
可是我觉得我们今天在主里的儿女,你没有这样子的权利。
But today, I don't think children, in the house of God have such rights.
如果父母已经把神的道把属灵的环境把你能够走在耶和华正道上的这条路指出来给你看
If your parents have already shown you the right way and have provided you a spiritual environment.
今天是每一个人的责任，你必须要做一个对的选择。
Now, it's everyone's responsibility to make the right choice.
我想我们没有一个年轻人盼望有一天我们的神来指责你的父母，说你尊重你的儿子胜于尊重我。
I'm sure none of the young people would want their parents to be rebuked by the Lord, saying that you have honored your children more than you honor me.
所以今天这个世代实在是一个非常严肃，而是每一个人都需要去面对的世代。
So, this generation is a very serious one that every one of us have to face.
我跟余弟兄呢，我们常常去 Sunnyvale 那个 Costco， 因为离我们教会很近。
Brother Yu and I often visited Costco at Sunnyvale because it's close to our church.
我不知道你们有没有见过有一个年轻人，他有一点啊，他说话说不清楚，有点像是哑巴，讲不出话来。他是一个 cashier.
I don't know if you noticed there was a cashier. I think he was kind of mute.
但是在那么多个 cashier， 我们去那个 Costco 大概去了十几年了，从他一开始我们就去那个地方。
But we have visited that place for more than 10 years.
没有见过一个 cashier， 一个店员是像那个几乎哑巴的那个店员一样，那么有礼貌，那么殷勤，那么对待那个 customer， 对顾客那么好。
But we have not seen any cashier who is as friendly and diligent and professional as that.
他说不出话来，但是当你一来到他面前的时候，他马上就问候你 ，How are you doing?
Even though he could not speak very fluently, but then he always greeted people, "How are you?"
当我们离开的时候，他一定说 "Have a nice day."
And by the time we leave, he will always say, "Have a nice day."
他非常的吃力要表达那几个字。
It's very hard for him to utter these words.
但是呢，他却让人的心都可以摸着他里面的那个 kindness， 他的友善，还有他想要对待我们的好。
But everyone who come across him can touch on his kindness and his his sincerity.
有一天离开的时候，余弟兄就说，他的爸爸妈妈怎么把他教得那么好啊
？So one day as we were leaving, Brother Yu marveled how can his parents taught him so well.
我不知道他的爸爸妈妈怎么教他的。
I don't know how his parents taught him.
但是我相信他今天能够成为这样子一个讨人喜欢的一个人，能够不顾他身上的残障，但是却赢得别人对他的尊重。
Today, that despite of his weaknesses, he has gained people's respect and popularity.
我相信跟他自己一定有绝对的关系。
I'm sure it has a lot to do with himself.
啊，所以今天呢，我们今天在底下呢，我只讲三个点，非常非常的简单。
Today I want to just touch on three points, the very simple ones.
但是每一个点都是我们的一个选择。
But every one of them is our choice.
是我们在座所有成年人的选择。
It's a choice for the adults here.
也是我们在座每一个从11岁到18岁的选择。
And it's also a choice for every one of us here who are from age 11 to 18.
因为我绝对相信所有今天坐在这里的人，你已经有了选择的能力。
I'm sure every one of us who's sitting here have the ability to choose.
如果你觉得你没有选择的能力的话，我很希望你会后的时候能够来找我交通，好不好
？If you don't feel you have the ability to choose, please come to talk to me.
我一定要为你祷告
，and I will pray for you after the meeting.
因为神把这个选择的能力赐给我们。
Because God has given us ability to choose.
所以今天我们选择的结果，其实这个责任在我们的身上。
So the result of our choice is also our own responsibility.
那第一个我们讲到要洁净。
First, we say, we need to be cleansed.
我们最近呢，我想我们这几年、这两年的时间，我们一直都盼望我们整个教会能够学习祷告。
For the past 2 years, we have hoped that the church as a whole will learn how to pray.
不管我们的文章，不论我们的讲道，不论我们小组的交通，我们常常围绕这个祷告这个题目。
We often talk about the topic of prayer, whether in our small group discussions, our sermons, or even our article newsletters.
我想现在我们是一个时间，我们可以稍微来检视一下我们在祷告上面的学习，到底有没有什么是拦阻我们的祷告能够。再继续往前的。
Now we want to take a look, is there anything that's hindering our prayer from being advanced?
啊，我说我们的神真的是很爱我们的教会。
Our Lord really loves our church.
我真的心里面，我前几天我还在跟余弟兄在车上的时候，我说我心里面觉得越来越踏实。
A couple of days ago, I shared with Brother Yu that more and more I have this solid feeling in my heart.
为什么呢？因为我觉得我们的教会越来越属灵了。
Why? It's because our church is getting more and more spiritual.
这个不是我们在夸口。
We're not just being boastful.
而是我心里面非常非常的感恩。
But I'm very, very thankful.
也作为一个服事主的人，如果我们所在的教会、所牧养的教会，只是在那里求生存。
As a minister, if our church is just trying to barely survive,
或者我们只是为了叫维持一个聚会的一个样子而已，
or we're just trying to maintain some status,
那实在是一个非常悲惨的事情。
That's something very pitiful.
那不需要我们这样子全心全意的来服侍主。
It does not take us to fully devote ourselves.
但是我觉得神今天在我们的教会，他一直把我们带在水往那个水深之处而去。
But I can feel the Lord is keep leading us to deeper ground.
他不要我们停在原地。
He does not want us to stay where we are.
所以我有一个遗憾，我在想，如果五年以前我们的教会就这么属灵，我想对我们的孩子的祝福实在会比现在更大。
So one regret I have is that if our church were this spiritual 5 years ago, it would have had more impact on my children.
但是我也很感谢主。
But yet I thank the Lord.
Never too late.
It's never too late.
在我们中间还有很多没有成年的孩子。
There's still many young children.
今天当我们讲到这个洁净的时候，是非常非常重要的一个观念。
When we talk about the concept cleansing is very, very important.
也在以赛亚书59章第一节第二节那边讲到，他说耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，耳朵并非发沉，不能够拯救。
In Isaiah chapter 59, it says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear.
或者是不能够听见。
Or it's too dull to hear.
而是因为你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝了。
But your iniquities have separated you from your God.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Your sins have hidden his face from you.
所以我们的罪孽跟我们的罪恶会造成两个的结果。
In other words, our iniquities and sins will have these results.
一个是叫我们与神隔绝。
That will be separated from our God.
一个是叫神不听我们的祷告。
And God will hide his face from us. He will not hear our prayers.
在约书亚记那边讲到，当亚干他私藏了当灭之物，神怎么对他们说？所以你们在仇敌面前就不能够站立得住。
In the book of Joshua, when Achan was hiding the things to be destroyed, Joshua says, that is why you cannot stand before your enemies.
所以我们这个人呢，如果在我们身上有不讨神喜悦的东西，有不洁净的东西，有那个与偶像有关联的东西，使我们与神隔绝，使神不听我们的祷告，使我们在仇敌的面前不能站立得住。
Therefore, if we own or possess anything that's to be destroyed, anything that has to do with idols, anything unclean, that will cause us to be weak and not able to stand before enemies.
我们去年9月6号，我们得着了鲍尔什这块神所应许我们的地方。
Last year, September 6th, we have obtained the land that God promised to us.
那但是今天我们要到那个里面去，在那里敬拜，在那里在那里传福音，在那里让许多的人在那里得着救恩。我们前面遇到很多的拦阻。
But yet today we still encounter many difficulties that's keeping us from going in to worship God.
有弟兄姐妹，当他们自己在那边祷告的时候，他们都掉眼泪。
Some brothers and sisters, when they pray about this matter, they shed tears before God.
到底为什么这个拦阻一直梗在我们的前面？
Why the hindrance is always before us?
我们都希望神听我们的祷告。
We all hope that God will listen to our prayers.
那在我们的家中也常常遇到一些事情，我们迫切需要神来听我们的祷告。
And in the same way, many things that we encounter in our family that we desperately need God to listen to our prayers.
所以神放一个需要在我们里面。
So God placed a need in us.
当他不听我们祷告的时候，
So when he doesn't listen to our prayers,
我们的里面得不着安息。
Our hearts cannot rest.
我们想要找出来原因，说神啊，你理当是听我们祷告的，为什么这件事情你没有听我们的祷告？
So we want to seek the reason. Lord, you're supposed to listen to our prayers. Why you're not listening?
第一件事情，
The first thing,
我们要省察，一起来省察的，就是在我的身上有什么东西是神要我把它除去的。
Let's all together examine ourselves. Is there anything on ourselves that God wants us to remove?
这是我们建立属灵的免疫力的第一件事情。
This is the first thing to build up spiritual immune system.
你天天都吃脏东西，天天不洗手，天天都在那个很多传染病的这个空气里面，在那里生活，你想你能够不得病吗？
If you live in a filthy and dirty environment, can you be immune from diseases?
在纽约这个 Tabernacle Brooklyn 布鲁克林的这个会幕教会。
In New York, Tabernacle Church, at Brooklyn.
有一个主日完了以后的祷告时间。
There was a ministry time after sermon on Sunday.
这个新杰米牧师呢站在那里看到有一个人招手叫他过去为他祷告。
And so Pastor Simbala saw a person waving to ask him,to come over and pray for him.
所以呢他就走到那个台前去就问那个人说你要我为你祷告什么呢
So he walked up to the person and said, What do you want me to pray for you?
那这个男的呢就跟他讲说我希望你为我的身体得医治祷告
This man says, I hope you will pray for my physical healing.
那这个时候呢这个新牧师呢心里面就觉得这个人不太对劲
But somehow this pastor didn't feel comfortable. Something wrong with this person.
但是说不出来哪里不对劲。
But yet he couldn't tell what was wrong.
他就问他说，他说你是一个基督徒吗？
So he asked, "Are you a Christian?"
哦，那个人他说，那你说什么？他说我从小就是去教会的。
Says, "What are you talking about? I've been to church since I was a young kid."
那这个新牧师还是觉得不妥当。
But still, this pastor didn't feel right.
他说。那你现在是参加哪一个教会啊
So which church are you going to?
那这个男的呢他就说我向来是随从圣灵引导的那圣灵带我去哪一个教会我就去哪一个教会
This man says I always follow the Holy Spirit Whatever church the Holy Spirit leads me to I will go
然后这个新牧师呢里面他就相信呢这是圣灵摆在他里面的不平安他还是没有办法开口为他祷告
So he believed the unrestfulness was placed by the Holy Spirit He just couldn't pray for this man
他突然看见呢在这个男士的这个后面呢几步之远呢有一个站了一个女士站在那个地方等他
And then he noticed behind the man there was a lady waiting for him
他就问他 他就问那个男的是说他说那个女士你认识吗
So this pastor asked the man Do you know the lady behind you?
这个男的呢就说哦那是我女朋友
so, Yeah that's my girlfriend
接下来呢神就摆了一个问题放在新牧师的里面他觉得非常非常的为难问出口
Then afterwards God placed a question within the pastor's heart That was so hard to ask
他就问他说你的女朋友住在哪里
He asked, where does your girlfriend live?
这个男的呢就非常不高兴
And then that offended the man
他说我的女朋友住在哪里跟你有什么关系呢我只是请你为我的身体得医治祷告
He says, what does that have to do with you where my girlfriend lives? I just want you to pray for me
新牧师锲而不舍他不放弃他说你的女朋友住在哪里
But Pastor Simbala would not give up. He kept pressing on. Where does your girlfriend live?
这个男的就说好吧好吧我们两个是同居的但是呢神知道我是爱他的总有一天我们会去办那个该办的事情但是现在请你为我祷告你不要去谈这些无关紧要的事
He said, finally the man says, all right, we're living together.But God knows that I truly love her, and sooner or later we're gonna get married. Okay, now pray for my healing.
这个新牧师呢，这个时候知道为什么他里面不平安，为他祷告。
Now Pastor Simbala knew why he had this unrestfulness in his heart. He couldn't pray.
他就非常义正言辞地对这个人说，他说：“你要我为你祷告，向神向祷告的那个神，就是你犯罪得罪的神。”
So Simbala says, the God you want me to pray to is the God that you're sinning against.
好，今天神如果答应你的祷告，或是答应任何一个为你祷告的人的祷告，
If today God answers your prayer or anyone that prayed for you,
他就违背了他自己的话。
Then he's against his own words.
他也等于鼓励你继续的犯罪来得罪他。
In other words, he's like encouraging you to continue to sin against him.
他你觉得这样子合理吗？
Do you think this is logical?
还是他这个西牧师说他非常遗憾的，这个男的他话还没有讲完，他就气冲冲的就离开了。
Very regretfully, this man was offended and walked away.
今天我们要在神面前来学习祷告。
Today we want to learn how to pray before God.
有一些东西是必须从我们身上必须要除去的。
There are things that has to be removed from us.
这样我们渴慕他听我们祷告的这个需要才能够得着满足。
Then our desires that our prayers can be heard can be fulfilled.
在诗篇145篇19节他说，敬畏他的他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
Psalm 145 verse 19 says, He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them.
所以今天神摆在我们前面有一句话说，在哥林多后书保罗讲，这是我们这个程序单上面写的，我们一起来读好不好？ So, 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 on the program sheet. It says, Since we have these promises, dear friends, let's purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
所以当我们在礼拜二的时候有这样子一个机会，能够把我们家里不洁净的东西都带到教会来，我们把它都烧掉。
So this Tuesday, coming Tuesday, we will have the opportunity to burn up everything that is unclean in our house.
然后我们全家一起在祷告中往前。
Together as a family, we will move forward in prayer.
我们先从大扫除开始。
So let's start with cleansing.
所以于弟兄在礼拜二祷告会的时候，他说他小的时候好几次看到在教会里面有这样子焚烧的聚会。
Past Tuesday, a brother Yu shared that when he was growing up, many times he saw such cleansing meetings at church.
但是在我们中间的年轻人没有看过，对不对？
But the young people among us have not seen it.
看过的人举手好不好？
Raise your hand if you have seen it.
哦，年长的看过，对不对？我也看过。那有过一次呢，是我们在教会里面呢，是在受浸聚会之前有一个焚烧聚会。
One time our church had a burning cleansing meeting right before baptism.
哇，我觉得那个聚会真是一个得胜的聚会。
And that was such a victorious meeting.
好喜乐。
We were all very joyful.
你不能想象哦，原来呢教会真的有这么多不洁净的东西哎。
You cannot imagine that we do have unclean things in our church.
在我们小小的 Orange Avenue, 我自己啊，小型的有两次的焚烧聚会。
Just in our Orange Avenue alone, I have attended two small scale burning cleansing meeting.
一次是在我们中间一个年轻的弟兄信主之后，他去拜气功。
One was about a brother.After he became a believer, he followed 气功 practice 气功。
他所学的这个气功背后呢，有那个邪灵的势力。
But the 气功master that he followed had evil power.
因为呢，他的师父在南加州发功的时候呢，他在北加州呢，他都全身发红发热。
Because he was able to receive the energy, the power from his 气功 master who was in Los Angeles.
而且他越来越不对劲。
And more and more he became kind of
参加他们的禁食祷告跟退休会。
He attended their fasting meetings and conferences.
所以他的太太把他带到我的这边来，带到办公室来找我。
So his wife brought him to the office to see me.
啊，感谢主，他愿意，当我把真理告诉他的时候，他就愿意把这所有跟这些东西不对劲的东西，他愿意把它烧掉。
But praise the Lord, as I share with him and tell him, he was willing to burn up all these things.
所以我们就在那个小小的这个 Orange Avenue 那个教会的那个院子里面，我们就找了几个弟兄姐妹，我们一起把他所有吃的书籍、所有的 VCD、各种的啊看的东西，好，所有啊讲义，全部我们都放在一起，就把它给烧了。
So in the courtyard in Orange Avenue, several brothers and sisters gathered together and we witnessed the burning of all those unclean things. ECDs, books and the food and clothing.
我们宣告神在他身上得回神的主权。
We proclaim back the ground for God on him.
让这个人再重新脱离那个鬼魔黑暗的势力来归给神。
So once again, this man departed from the power of darkness and belonged to God.
那另外一次呢，是在我们小组 CEDA 聚会的时候，我们读到就是我刚刚讲的约书亚记亚干他的那个当灭之物的那一次。
Another time was the fellowship of CEDA when we read about in the book of Joshua the story of Achan.
那一天真是有圣灵的工作。
That day there was work of the Holy Spirit.
在我们中间还有一个没有受浸的一个姐妹。
There was a sister in our midst who has not been baptized yet.
当场就从她的皮包里面拿出一个红色的符咒。
And then, just right there at the meeting, she brought up, that was, some type of, something that you get from the temple, the Buddhist temple.
是她从台湾的时候带过来。
It was given to, people from fortune telling.
她有，对她来说是有纪念的价值。
That the thing was a memory for her, and it was from Taiwan.
她就把它交出来给我。
So she gave it to me.
我说我也不要留着它。
And then I told her I'm not gonna keep it
either. 会后以后，我们整个小组就围着那个炉子，我们就把它给烧了。我们大声的赞美、感谢、唱诗。
And after the meeting, we gathered together and burned it up on the stove, and we praised God and worshiped God.
所以我们今天晚上回家以后，我们不要觉得在我们家中所有的东西。你都觉得是就是保留原样的。
So today, after we go home, don't think that we have to keep everything in our house.
有没有什么东西是有不对的，是会引诱我们犯罪的，会不讨神喜悦的，是跟仇敌、跟偶像势力有关的
？Is there anything that posed as a temptation or something has to do with the enemies or the idols?
有什么书报，有什么海报，有什么照片，有什么不好的 CD, 有什么不好的录影带，是我们不想让它留在我们这个分别为圣的家里的。
Are there anything, books, CDs, magazines, pictures, that's not supposed to remain in the house which is separated for God?
但是你要到什么程度呢？也不要很紧张，对不对？回家。
To what extent? We don't have to be paranoid about it.
在约翰一书第三章第二十一节到第二十二节。
In 1 John chapter 3, verses,
21到22。
21 to 22。
好，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
It says, Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
注意下面的哦。
And then pay attention.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着。
And receive from him anything we ask.
你愿意你的祷告从神得着吗？
Do you want to receive anything from God?
要让我们的心不责备我们。
That our hearts cannot condemn us.
如果我们的心在里头有一些隐藏，不能够被神来碰的，不能够来面对神的，我们要有这个勇气跟信心，把它带到神的面前来。
If there's anything hidden in our hearts that cannot be exposed, we have to have the faith to bring them before God.
这是讲到第一个，讲到洁净。
So this is the first thing.
那我盼望能够从我们做大人的开始。
I hope starting with the adults.
在箴言里面，他说敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠。
In Proverbs it says, He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress.
他的儿女也有避难所。
And for his children, it will be a refuge.
我们做父母的都不希望有任何的灾难，有任何的祸害临到我们的孩子。
As parents, we don't want any kind of suffering or calamity to come upon our children.
我们现在他们的功课还是很小的事情。
The academic achievements are still small things.
但是却常常非常搅扰做父母的心，对不对？
Yeah, even those small things often bother us.
将来他还有他的工作。
In the future, they will have jobs.
他的婚姻。
Their marriage.
他的儿女。
Their children.
最重要的，他在神面前是一个怎么样子的人。
And what kind of people they are before God.
这个世代一直一直的往下去。
This generation is keep falling.
但是如果我们做父母的是一个敬畏神的人，
But if parents are God-fearing,
不仅我们这个人能够蒙福有依靠,
not only that we have a solid fortress,
我们的儿女也有避难所,
even our children will have a refuge.
这是一个很蒙福的应许。
This is such a big blessing.
没有那么难啊。
It's not that hard.
没有那么难。
It's not hard to be parents.
如果我们敬畏神,
if we fear God,
我们的儿女就有避难所。
Then our children will have a refuge.
第二个我要讲到圣别。
Second thing, I want to talk about separation.
我这一段我必须要讲得很快。
And I have to speed up.
有人说基督徒呢，在我们有三个家。
Some says Christians have three homes.
第一个是我们肉身的家。
First is our physical home.
第二个是我们属灵的家，在地上属灵的家。
Second, our spiritual home on earth.
每一个人都应该有这两个家，对不对？
Everyone should have at least these two homes.
更感谢神的是，我们在天上还有父的家。
Even more thankful is that we have a home in heaven with the Father.
我们的主正在为我们预备地方。
Our Lord is preparing a place for us.
那是我们的天家。
That is our heavenly home.
这三个家都非常的重要。
And all these three homes are very important.
所以你想说，如果我要祷告，我就在自己家里面祷告就好了。
So some may say, I can just pray in my own home.
我跟你说，不一样。
But let me tell you, it's different.
祷告是摸着一个属灵的一个征战跟一个力量。
Prayer will get involved in a spiritual battle and power.
虽然我们两个人同心祷告，神就要听我们，对不对？
It's true that God promised to listen to any two praying in one accord.
但是祷告是需要学习也需要同伴的。
But we need to learn and we to pray and we need companions.
单独的祷告，这一天打鱼三天晒网。
Prayers alone do not last.
而且有的时候呢，我们祷告也不专心。
And sometimes we lose focus and get distracted.
然后我们也不会祷告。
Or we don't know how to pray.
但是神给我们在地上预备属灵的家。
But yet God prepared a spiritual home for us on earth.
啊，中间有很多啊，他们可能在各方面都比我们在前面。他们敬虔，他们常常在祷告上有操练，他们明白神的心意，知道怎么样祷告的人。
And there are brothers and sisters who have prayed more years than us, and they know how to pray.
你跟这样子的人一起祷告，你就学会祷告。
If you learn praying with such people, then you learn.
而且你祷告的火就容易被保持。
And the fire to pray is kept up.
当仇敌要来把我们夺去的时候，我们活在神家的保护里面。
When enemies try to capture us, we have to live under the protection of God's house.
我们一个礼拜七天
7 days a week.
我看我们大概有 95% 以上的时间是跟不信主的人在一起。
We probably spend more than 95% of the time with unbelievers.
如果你的家人是信主的话，那感谢主。
If your families are Christians, thank the Lord.
但是常常信主还不见得能够在灵里面那么合一。
Even if our families are believers, sometimes we cannot be one with them in the spirit.
今天神呼召我们，他要把我们从这个世界分别出来，我们需要跟我们的弟兄姐妹常常在一起。
Today God has called us out to be separated, and we need to be with our brothers and sisters often.
所以我不晓得在座我们每一个人，不管大人和孩子，我们里面有没有一个觉得是我们是被神分别出来的一般人？
I don't know today we have the sense that we are a group of people being separated out by God.
所以盼望说，当我们能够除了我们洁净自己以外，我们也能够常常过一个圣别的生活，常常跟神的儿女一起聚集，一起敬拜，一起祷告。
So not only that we are separated and cleansed,but we separate ourselves and we get together with other saints to pray.
我们在佛罗里达的时候，我们经过一个，我不知道有没有跟你们讲过，我们一家四口呢，到那边的时候，我们经过一个 drive-in 的 church.
I don't know if I share with you when we were in Florida, we went through a drive-through church, drive-in church.
这是叫 drive-in 哈。对不对？ Yeah. 他就是你是不是叫 driving 的那个 theater， 对不对？ 那个电影院，就是你开着车子进去就好。那教会也有这样的，开着进去，你不用下车，就在那里听一篇讲道，然后就出来了。
So we passed by this drive-in church. You just drive in the parking lot. You don't have to get out of your car and you listen to a sermon and then you drive away.
Oh, 我们四个人非常 excited. 我们看到有这样子一个大牌子挂在路边，所以我们就特别 make a U-turn 回来，我们进去好好参观一下这个 drive-in church.
When we passed through such church, we got very excited. So we made a U-turn and got into this church.
那天因为不是礼拜天，所以没有人在那里。
That day was not a Sunday, so no one was there.
所以我们就用我们的想象力想说礼拜天呢，这些人开着车子 drive 到 driving church 来的时候，他们怎么样来敬拜神啊？
So we just sat there and used our imagination to imagine how people will come to church on Sunday and worship God.
孩子们就说呢，当说要说阿们的时候，他就 honk, clap, 按喇叭。
So my children will say, when it's time to say amen, you just honk the car.
如果说你要跟周围的人握握手啊，哈 ，hug 一下呀。
Now what if you have to hug someone or shake hands?
他说呢，他们就把车子呢碰啊撞左右撞一撞，前面撞撞，后面撞一撞。
Or they probably move the car a little bit to bump each other.
那如果这个 pastor 呢有一个 altar call, 请大家都到前面来祷告的时候呢？
What if the pastor had an altar call and called people to come forward?
他说呢，就有 traffic jam, 大家就通通都往前面去。
Then there would be traffic jam because everyone tried to drive forward.
我们就一直在那边想象，每一个人都躲在自己的车子里面，要怎么样来敬拜神？
So we're just trying to imagine how people can hide in their cars and worship God together.
然后我们两个这个青少年呢更高兴了。
So my two teenager sons are
really happy.
因为
呢你们是在那个车子里面调那个调频，然后你就可以听见那个讲台上的信息。
Because, you know, to listen to the sermon, you have to tune your radio, the car radio.
他说呢这样子，他说我们那个收音机呢就调到那个热门音乐，我们想要听的音乐。好，没有人知道，我们也没有在听那个讲台。
So my son says, "What if we just turn to rock music? No one will know that we're not listening."
更高兴的时候就睡觉打瞌睡，没有人注意到。
What's even more wonderful is nobody will notice if you're falling asleep.
这个不是我们要的 church life, 对不对？
But this is not the church life we want.、Right?
你喜欢就早上礼拜天早上就坐那里看电视，就算是你敬拜神吗？
Do you think if you just watch TV sermon in the morning and that's consider worshiping God?
在我们去天家之前，在地上属灵的家，我们需要一家人常常在一起。
Before we go to heaven, we need to meet with our
过一个
spiritual family together often.
过一个圣别的生活。
And to live a consecrated life.
那最后呢，我要讲到合一。
Lastly, I want to talk about unity.
Unity. 两节的圣经，加拉太书三章二十六节到二十八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 to 28.
你们因信基督耶稣，并不分什么人什么什么人，最后都成为义了。
It says, because you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There's neither some nor some, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
第二段经文，以弗所书二章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14.
因神的儿子使我们和睦。
For he himself is our peace.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
我们前一阵子大家有我们的长职啊同工还有几个家呢，我们就抽空有一天晚上我们出去，平常我们都很大家都是侍奉聚会都在讨论，对不对？我们很少在这个平常的日子里面能够有机会大家相处一下，所以我们就用一个晚上的时间我们到 Half Moon Bay 去。
So about 2 weeks ago, we had a mini retreat of elders, deacons, and ministers, and we spent the night at Half Moon Bay.
我们很想是大人孩子，我们一起一个大家庭一样，我们一起过一个晚上。
We want to spend a night together as a big family, adults and children together.
但是我却听说有很多高中的孩子很反对跟我们这些大人老人家老家伙出去。
But I heard some teenagers, they opposed the idea of going out with the old people.
我不知道你的爸爸妈妈怎么样，我很伤心。
I don't know about your parents, but I feel very sorry.
我常常听见呢，在年轻人呢，他们不喜欢跟父母出去。
I often heard, young people do not want to go out with their parents.
但是呢，当有一个朋友打个电话来的时候呢，他再重要的事情都可以放下，他一定要出去。
But then if their friend calls, they will put down anything they're doing now and go out immediately.
但是跟爸爸妈妈一起出去的时候脸都长长的。
But then they don't seem to enjoy it when they go out with their parents.
很多的父母都要很伤心。
So a lot of parents are very sad.
我就想到我们天上的父亲也是这样。
Then I think our heavenly father is the same.
是你比较想跟他在一起，还是他比较想跟你在一起？
Do you think you want to be with him more, or he wants to be with you more?
梦杰说：“是，天上天父喜欢跟我们在一起，对。哎呀，天天左请左要求左请求，我们就是不喜欢亲近他。
Actually, as our heavenly father wants to get close to us more, and that every day he just invites us, and we don't want to draw near.
我们好多其他的事情都比来。”亲近我们的父神重要。
We have so many things that have more higher priority than coming to God.
所以我那天想到这个的时候，我想真是天下父母心啊，天上地上的父母都是一样。
So when I thought about it, I said, "Wow, it's the same for all parents, either in heaven or on earth."
都是父母想跟孩子亲近，孩子不想跟父母亲近。
That parents want to be close to their children, and their children do not.
我跟你讲，在座的孩子，有一天你要做父母。
Let me tell you, children.One day you will be parents too.
好，我结婚的时候，我结婚，我父母亲从台湾第一次来美国来参加我的婚礼。
When I got married, my parents came to America for the first time to my wedding.
那时候我们为了结婚，我们就租一个小小的一个公寓。
So we rented a small apartment.
那结婚的前一天，我跟我的爸爸妈妈三个人一起吃饭。
So
the
day before my wedding, I had lunch with my parents.
我跟我母亲预备好了中饭。
So my mother and I prepared the lunch.
我需要进，我父亲一直没有出来。
And my father didn't come out.
所以我就到房间那个小房间里面去找他。
So I went into the room to find him.
我进去的时候，我非常的吃惊。
As I walked in, I was surprised.
我那个很少很少流眼泪的老父亲。
My father hardly ever cried.
他躺在床上。
He was lying on bed.
满脸都是眼泪。
And then full of tears on his face.
我就走上前去，我说：“爸爸，你为什么哭？”
I said, "Dad, why are you crying?"
他很不好意思。
He was rather embarrassed.
他说：“我想到你明天就要嫁给人家了。”
I thought you're getting married tomorrow.
他就哽咽说不下去。
And he couldn't go on.
我就抱着我的父亲。
So I held my father.
我说爸，我永远都是你的女儿。
Dad, I'm forever your daughter.
但是结了婚就是不一样。
But it's just never the same after you get married.
所以我前几天我跟 Aaron 和 Kathy 说。
So the other day I was talking to Aaron and Kathy.
我说你们就是这么几年的时间。18岁以前，在你们还没有男朋友、没有女朋友、没有结婚以前，你们只有一个角色，就是你爸爸妈妈的儿子跟女儿。
You know, before you don't have many years before you turn 18, before you have boyfriend, girlfriend, or your spouse. Now you only have one role, that is your parents' child.
我结了婚以后，我的爸爸妈妈没有跟我住，然后在我父亲过世了以后。我跟我母亲分开了十几年，然后她来跟我同住。
After I get married, I did not live with my parents. And after my father passed away for more than 10 years, then my mother came to live with us.
不一样了，跟我从前做小姐的时候住在家里，跟我母亲的关系不一样。
It's not the same. It's not the same.
我有那么多那么多的角色。
Because I have so many roles now.
今天我们在座的每一个年轻人也是一样。
It's the same with every young person here.
你要珍惜在家里做儿子做女儿的时间。
Cherish the time you have with your parents.
而这个一，
As this
这个
unity
只有在基督里可以做成。
Unity can only be achieved in Christ.
我做父母的，我们常常去学很多，我们都以为我们不会 communicate， 不会跟年轻人沟通，所以他们不喜欢跟我们在一起。
Parents often blame that because we don't know how to communicate, therefore our children don't want to spend time with us.
所以父母聚在一起的时候，常常都觉得自己无能。
So when parents gather together, they all feel powerless.
哦，我们去参加很多的 seminar, 很多的讲座，看很多的书。
So we go to seminars, conferences, and read books.
然后每一次小组专题讨论，我看到好多的小组都在讲父母，怎么做父母。
A lot of times we talk about how to be parents.
我们以为我们
topics.
我们以为我们缺少的是做父母的技巧。
We thought what we need is the skill sets of being parents.
小孩子一生出来，我们就开始去看那个零到五岁怎么去教养他们。
Soon as our children are born, we read books on how to raise children from age 0 to 5.
但是于弟兄那天上次讲了第一句话，我听到好几个妈妈都有很多的回响。他说：“你三岁五岁的孩子，你都管不及的时候，等到他13岁、15岁，你更管不了。”
Just like Brother Yu shared last time, if you cannot manage and discipline your child when they're 3 or 5.Forget it when they turn teenagers.
所以今天如果我们的家不是一个基督为中心的家，你要养有那样子一个亲密的关系，在这个世代几乎是不可能的事情。
So if our household is not a God-centered one, it's impossible to have such that kind of intimacy in this generation.
我为什么这样讲呢？因为仇敌的诡计就是要分。
Why do I say this? Because the enemy's scheme is to separate.
你以为我们以为我们可以靠我们的力量可以把这个家 glue 在一起，可以把它粘在一起。
We think by our own strength we can glue this family together.
我要说，我们做父母的一定会失望，一定会伤心的。
Let me tell you, parents will for sure be disappointed and get hurt.
如果今天我们不把我们的孩子带到主里面
，If we do not bring our children to God,
仇敌在我们家中，在教会里面，他的诡计，他的伎俩就是分。
Then the scheme of the enemy in our house and in our family is to divide.
他认为我们做父母的跟儿女之间或年长的跟年轻人中间我们很多的不一样。
We have many differences between parents and children, the elderly and the young.
这仇敌常常是去强调去过分的渲染那个不一样。
The enemy always try to exaggerate the differences.
我们听的音乐不一样。
Our music are different.
我们看的书不一样。
The books we read are different.
我们的观念不一样。
The concepts are different.
我们知识也不一样。
Our knowledge levels are different.
我们的语言更不一样。
And our languages are different.
在信主的人中间还神学的观念理念也不一样。
Even among the believers, the theology point of views are different.
我们从大陆来的跟在台湾从台湾来的人想法也不一样。
Or the concepts for people from mainland China are different from those from Taiwan.
从香港从新加坡来的人更不一样。
Or people from Hong Kong and Singapore, they're even more different.
仇敌就是要把那个不一样强化在我们的中间。
And the enemy wants to exaggerate and emphasize on the differences.
年轻人非常重视他们的个别性。
And the young people pay special attention to individuality.
但是我实在要说，只有在基督里，我们可以成为一，不分这样子的人，不分那样子的人。
But only in Christ we can be one.There's neither these nor that.
这个三角形，这个 golden triangle.
So what you see here is a golden triangle.
花了两个加起来100岁的人，一个多小时的时间做出来的。
It takes two people whose age add up together will be over 100.
我想
100, and they spend 1 hour to do this.
我想我们中间有很多年轻人一定做得比我们好看。
I'm sure many young people will do better job.
但是我希望这个 message, 这个信息，你们看到这个三角形，你们就记起来了。
But I hope this will leave you an impression that whenever you see it, you will remember the message.
丈夫跟妻子
,husband and wife.
如果这个是神
I say the top is God.
如果他们都往神而去，他们中间的距离就越来越小。
If they both approaching God, the distance between them would shrink.
如果他们都离开神
if they grow apart from God,
他们中间的距离怎么样
then the distance between them
越来越大，对不
对？ Become wider.
如果我们都敬畏神
say we both fear God,
男人跟女人再怎么不一样
say no matter how different men and women are,
这个 unity 是可以达到的
that unity can be achieved.
而且是在灵里面的 unity.
It's the unity in the spirit.
同样的另外一个角
The same way.
父母跟儿女
Parents and children.
如果我们都去追求世界都离开神
If we all run after the world and depart from God.
我们的距离越来越大
Then the distance between us will become wider and wider.
从五岁开始有一点距离
Say when the child is 5 years old, there's some distance.
到十岁 再大一点的距离。
10 years old, the distance becomes bigger.
到15岁他越来越能干了。
And as they are 15 years old, they become more and more capable.
到16岁他 SAT 考2000分
了。And then when they are 16, they get 2000 points on SAT.
但是你们的距离却越来越大。
Yeah, the distance between you are getting bigger and bigger.
今天我们做父母的，如果我们想要跟孩子们那个有一个亲密的关系，不是在外面去学习的。
If we want to have intimate relationship with our children, don't just learn the outward skills.
那个道理就在这个三角这个
里面。The principle is here in this golden triangle.
所以今天晚上我们回家以后
，Today when we go home,
我们要有四个 homework.
We have four homework.
家庭作业，我们把它写下来，好不好
？Homework, let's write it down.Four things we need to do.
我希望我们单身的弟兄姐妹一定也要做。
I hope single brothers and sisters will do the same too.
你不要以为等到你将来结婚了以后再来学习这个自于我和我家。
Don't think that you can wait until after you get married, then you learn as for me and my household.
单身其实是最危险的。
Actually, it's the most dangerous time to be single.
仇敌最喜欢趁着我们单独的时候来把我们掳去。
The enemy love to capture us while we are alone.
所以家里面如果你只有一个人信主的
，If you are the only Christian in your family，
那你真的是要呼天喊地，常常要来为你的另外一半来祷告。
You have to cry up to heaven and earth and pray for your spouse.
如果你的儿女还没有信主，你也一样。
If your children are not Christians, you have to do the same.
对，这四个家庭作业，我们在
these four homeworks，
在今天晚上，我们希望每一个家都能够分别一点的时间，每一个个人分别一点时间。
I hope that every one of us will set aside some time tonight。
我们读我们今天发的那个夹页，全家一起来读，中英文都有。
We will read the handout we passed out today。
然后我们来回答四个问题。
And then we will answer four questions。
在我们的家里面有没有当灭之物
？Is there anything to be destroyed in our family？
在我住的这个范围，这个 domain 住的范屋檐底下有没有当灭之物
？In my house, in my living area, is there anything that ought to be destroyed？
如果你心里有一点不平安
，If there's anything that causes you unrest，
你不要跟你的心来 argue 来争论
，Do not argue or struggle，
把它拿出来
，Bring it out。
第二个
，second，
你个人家里面的成员或是每一个人有没有什么不良的习惯已经成为你的捆绑
？Is there anyone, any individual have any habits that become a bondage？
请你的家人为你祷告。
Please ask your family to pray with you。
你要相信，如果今天我们是信主的人，我们的主是 set us free， 叫我们得自由的。
If we are believers, we have to believe the Lord is going, can set us free.
上个礼拜的福音信息不是只给福音朋友听的。
The gospel message last Sunday was not only for gospel friends.
是给我们每一个人听的。
It's for every one of us.
要叫受压制的得自由。
That the oppressed can be freed.
第三个问题。
The third question.
在我们的家人中间
，among our family，
有没有什么隔阂和怨恨
？Is there any division, any hatred？
只有爱可以遮掩许多的过错。
Only love can cover many sins。
我们常常最深的伤害、最严重的伤害是从家里面来的。
Oftentimes, our deepest wounds come from our family.
今天我们要开始起行，说至于我和我的家要来侍奉耶和华，我们要把这个中间隔断的墙除去。
As we today we're setting off, as for me and my household, we'll serve the family, we'll serve the Lord. We have to destroy, remove the barrier.
我们求神给我们有这样子的力量。
May the Lord give us such strength.
他在十字架上免了我们的债
，because He has paid the debt for us on the cross.
他也把我们那个免人的债的能力赐给了我们每一个信他的人。
And in the same way, He has given us power to forgive other people's debts.
年长的也要解决。
elderly brothers and sisters, you have to deal with it too.
有一天当我们的另外一半走的时候，我们不希望我们里头有什么东西是没有解决的。
One day when it's time for our spouse to depart, I hope there's nothing unresolved.
我们做父母的对儿女也常常有很多的亏欠，也犯了很多的错误。
Parents often have this regrets and for the mistakes we have done to our children.
Nothing wrong, 没有任何的不合适，说今天我们做父母的可以给我们的儿女向他们道歉。
So, there shouldn't be anything to stop us from apologizing to our children.
做儿女的，在你过去这几年的时间，或是有什么东西是你在那里抵挡，或者是你伤害，伤了你父母的心的。
Children, please think about in the past years, is there anything that you're fighting against and you're hurting your parents?
让今天晚上神的爱来医治我们。
May tonight the love of God come and heal us.
除掉拆毁我们中间所有隔断的墙。
Remove all dividing walls.
第四个。
Fourth.
我们一起询问神。
Let's all seek the Lord together.
全家一起询问神。
As a family together.
要来的礼拜二。
In the coming Tuesday night.
And 所有以后的礼拜二。
And also all Tuesday nights afterwards.
是否我们这个家愿意到教会的祷告会来蒙祝福？
Is our family willing to come to the prayer meeting and be blessed?
我们也祝福别的家。
And then we can bless other families too.
为别的家祷告。
We can pray for other families.
也为神的家祷告。
And we pray for the family of God.
让我们这个家成为一个给的家。
That our family will become a giving family.
是一个施比受更为有福的家。
That we will receive more blessing because we give.
用敬畏神的态度，我们全家一起来回答这四个问题。
With reverence to God, let's all answer the questions together.
今天在结束的时候，我们今天坐在一起。
Before we end, since our families are sitting together,
我们请思晴的姐妹为我们谈，至于我和我的家。好不好？当他们在弹这个琴的时候
，As we are listening to the piano.
我们先不要离开好吗？先不要离开，请进来。
Let's not rush out to serve lunch.
你的眼睛看着你的家人。
Now look at your family.
你需要搬动一下椅子，没有关系。
You have to move the chair. That's okay. Now look at your family.
你的手握着你的家人。
And you hold hand with your family.
如果是单身的，你愿意安静坐在你的位置上。
If you're single and you want to remain silent.
如果有什么话你现在就想要对他们说。
Is there any words that you want to speak to your family?
你不需要等到晚上。
You don't have to wait until tonight.
你如果愿意说对不起，
maybe
或者说我爱你。
Maybe you want to say I'm sorry. Maybe you want to say I love you.
我们有一些年长的弟兄姐妹周围，如果你儿女是在这边的，我们一起坐在一起好不好？
There are some elderly brothers and sisters, maybe your family, you sit with them.
我的公公婆婆搬到东岸以后，我非常非常想念他们。
I miss my, my father and mother-in-laws after
they moved. 我觉得有父母住在旁边的，真的是我们很大的幸福。
If we have parents that live close by, it's our blessing.
至于我和我的家
，As for me and my household,
必定要侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
世界的家庭，他们有很多其他的选择。
The families in the world have many choices.
但是我们信主的人
，But for us believers,
盼望我们都有只有一个选择。
I hope we only have one choice.
至于我和我的家
As for me and my household
我现在的家
my family,
我儿女的家
of the family of my children,
我生儿女的家
or my the families of my grandchildren,
从我们家中第一个人信主归入神的国里以后
from the first Christian in our family,
我和我的家都要侍奉耶和华
for me and my household, the entire household will serve the Lord,
我们没有其他的选择
we have no other options,
我们一边听虽然我们不太会唱这首歌
Maybe we don't know how to sing the song
但你知道这首歌的歌词
But you know the lyrics of this song
我们一起低头祷告
Let's bow our heads and pray
或是你要眼睛看着你的家人
Or you can look at your family
Yeah, well, I changed my mind 如果你的家人在旁边的你眼睛看着他们
If your family is right next to you Look at your family
我们现在常常眼睛都很少交集的
A lot of times our eyes don't cross.
因为我们太习惯 IM 跟 Internet 了
Because we're so used to IM, Internet and email.
太习惯用 wireless 的 communication.
We are used to wireless communication.
所以对我们周围的人我们反而很少有接触
So we seldom have eye contacts with people around us.
我们的 communication, 我们沟通的对象都是 far away, 都是远地方的人
We communicate with people very far away from us.
今天每一个人眼睛看着每一个人
Now, let's all have eye contact with our family.
不要觉得不自在。
Don't feel uncomfortable.
Daniel 跟 Frank, 不要不自在，这个是我们最亲的人。我们一起有些祷告。
Okay, let's all have prayers together.
张着眼睛没有关系。
It's okay if we open our eyes.
父母看着儿女，看到很多父母不敢看儿女，儿女不敢看父母。
Parents look at your children, and children look at your parents.
神，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们家。
Thank you for giving us families.
免得叫我们这一个人孤单地走这一生的路。
So that we are not alone throughout this journey.
我们更是要感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你说当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
Because you promised us, believing Jesus, you and your family will be saved.
我们不要只有一个人来侍奉神。
We don't want to serve the Lord alone.
我不要一个人走这条路。
We don't want to walk on this journey alone.
我不希望我的家人有一天他们要经过第二次的死。
I don't want any of my family to go through the second death.
我也不要他们仅止于得救而已。
I don't want them just be barely saved.
而在这个世界上受尽了仇敌的伤害。
And yet they're being wounded and hurt by the enemies.
主啊，我向你求。
Lord, I ask you.
我也在这里宣告。
And I also proclaim.
至于我和我的家。
As for me and my household.
必定侍奉耶和华。
We'll serve the Lord.
神，我们特别求你保守在我们中间的下一代。
Lord, we ask your protection for the young generation.
我们知道这个世代有一天都要过去。
We know that this generation will pass away.
所以世界的王何等的不愿意放过他们。
And yet the king of the world will not let them go.
他们都是那么杰出。
They're all so outstanding.
他们拥有你所赐给他们各种各种不一样的天分
They have all kinds of talents that are given to you
他们的能力比我们年轻的时候都强许多
They're much more capable than when we were young
他们有许多许多的机会
There are many opportunities
但是神啊我们求你能够保守他们
Oh Lord God, we ask that you will protect them
在经过这个世界的时候不被世界夺去
As they go through the world, they will not be captured by the world
让他们也能够跟我们一样侍奉永生神
That they too will be like us to serve the Lord, the living God.
还有很多很小的孩子
There are many young children.
他们将来所要面对的更艰难
What they will face in the future is even more difficult.
但是主啊，我们要为我们的家守望祷告。
But we want to be watchful and pray for our family.
不要只有车子有锁，我们的房子有警铃，但是我们的家庭却是一个敞开的家。
We don't want that our cars can be locked and house be alarmed, but yet our family is an open door.
让我们用祷告来守望，来保护我们的家。
That with prayer we will watch and protect our family.
保护我们的孩子们。
Protect our children.
让他们有避难所。
So that they will have a refuge.
主，我们相信这是你所喜悦的。
We believe this is what you like.
你也必要垂听我们的祷告。
And you will listen to our prayers.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这样子的祈求不配，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.